All right, guys. We just talked to Newport Harbor, Division II AA team. They got themselves a tough road. We're going to get to 2AA in just a moment. But right now, we're going to talk about the CIF Southern Section Boys Basketball Playoffs with OC Register High School Sports Extraordinaire Steve Fryer. Steve, thanks for being back on.
Good seeing you, Manny. Not seeing you, but being with you. This is not a visual medium.
It is not. It's not yet. We'll make an advance on that soon.
Okay. I'll be ready for that.
Yeah, no problem. going to 5A, I think I'm assuming it's the Western League is the only Orange County League in there with the Bethel Baptist, Brethren Christian, St. Michael's Prep is playing another Orange County team. I do not have that on the top of my head, but that's in the wild card.
Here's how it runs down. You got Brethren Christian's the Express League team. They got to play a wild card round game against at Pilgrim. And then the Western League teams, and then St. Michael's Prep is home against Orange County Christian of the Western League too. The Western League, Bethel Baptist of Santa Ana, a school with 120 enrollment. They're the number one seed in that 5A division. There's only two Orange County schools that are top seeded in their divisions, Fairmont Prep and 4AA. And Bethel Baptist with that 10-2 record in 5A, and they're top seeded, and they've been around for a while. They've had some good basketball teams off and on for quite some time. So there they are. Good luck to those guys.
Yeah, and normally in those lower divisions, if you're the number one seed, you normally take it. It's pretty well predicted poll wise. That's because it's the lower seed. If you're top, it's because normally the lower ones are newer programs, but hopefully we're right on that. We go to 5AA, and I don't think we see any Orange County teams here.
5AA. Let me go to my page here, amigo, and I'll tell you what's going on in that 5AA. And Orange County teams in 5AA, we got a couple. In fact, we got Turbo Vitora playing at Santa Ana in the first round on Friday. Santa Ana finished second in the Orange Coast League. About a 500 team, and Turbo Vitora has a pretty good basketball history. There was in the late 90s, they actually got to a championship game when Coach Roberts was over there for a brief period of time, and I think his son was the assistant coach too. But they were pretty good. And then you got Sage Hill also in 5AA. They won the Academy League. They beat beat St. Margaret's out in that league. Sage Hill's got a couple good players on that team, and they're good, as you know. They're good in a variety of sports, especially baseball in recent years, and they won the Academy League, and they're seeded third in Division 5AA.
Yeah, and I'm sure people are wondering, you look at 5AA and you see these small private schools, and then you see Santa Ana. And Santa Ana's not that bad of a program. I mean, they've battled through in the Golden West every year, now in the Orange Coast, but you think their experience, kind of like what the Orange football team did in Division 13 and just swept everybody out, you think their experience in a public league will benefit?
It may or it may not. The interesting thing is about how the Southern Section puts teams into divisions. It's all done by how you've done in your past 2 years. They look at – and there's a point you get for how well you do. So many points for how well you did in the regular season. How deep you got in the playoffs over those 2 years. Also, strength of league, too, is crucial to where you're at. So Santa Ana's in this league with a bunch of, little private schools, Mesorobian, Indian Springs, Bethel Christian, Riverside, and so on, Yeshiva. And some of these schools, though, even though they're very small, it only takes one or two really good players to be very good in a small division. So some of these schools, we may not have heard of them, but if you see them play, you go, wow, that guy's actually pretty good. He could play at XYZ, So you can get kind of fooled by these little schools sometimes. Santa Clara, the top-seeded team in Division 5AA, they've had some – if you look up and down the CIF history, they've had a lot of small school championships in their long basketball history. When a guy named Lou Sajanovic coached over there, who's sort of a legend in CIF basketball history.
I remember, unfortunately, I think he passed away recently, and then that's when I got to hear.
You are correct.
Yeah, so, obviously lots of history, and it was nice to hear a story about him. Going to 4A, he is. Going to 4A, we see a couple Orange League teams, Savannah, Century, Catella, and then a couple Golden West teams. I see another Orange Coast team here, and I want to say Estancia, and they play Century.
Yeah.
And then we got La Quinta as well in Laura. So there's a lot more Orange County teams here in 4A. But then you got Providence Burbank, who's made some runs in the past. Nogales made a little run last year. And Rye Bay Academy has won a couple CIF titles in the past few years. But
Rye Bay Academy, or some people pronounce it Ribbit, R-I-B-E-T. And they have the greatest nickname of all, the Fighting Frogs, because of the Ribbit thing, the Ribbit Fighting Frogs. I mean, that is just great. I love that. The interesting team for me in this division is Century. They won the Orange League early in the season. When I saw them back in December, they were not at full roster. They had a couple issues they had to resolve, and now they're at full roster. And they've won, I think, 7 or 8 or something like that in a row coming to the playoffs. They have a home game against Estancia. I think Century, you know, if they're playing like the roster suggests, they could be pretty good. And Century might be sort of a surprise team to get deep into this division.
Yeah, no, I can see them going as far as the semis. Ribbit Academy or Ribbit Academy. You know, they've put up pretty good runs in the past. So it should be their big test. But you know, and then you look at Catella and Savannah. I mean, I believe Savannah's always made those big runs in the Orange League, and they ended up running to a full squad at Century. Loera made a nice run in Garden Grove, and they got the defending CIF champs, I believe, in Nogales, right?
Yeah, Nogales has had good basketball off and on. La Quinta has had a pretty good year, too, and if you remember from football, there was a quarterback there named Michael Nadeau, who was very good quarterback at La Quinta High School. He's 6'5". He's the guy that they run their offense around over at La Quinta, and you know if they can keep working the ball to him, maybe hit some outside shots, La Quinta might win a game or two in the playoffs too. In fact, it would be awful fun to see La Quinta play Century in the quarterfinals. They're sort of in the same part of that bracket there.
That would be nice. It would. And then I remember seeing No Doubt play football. I mean, if he's as good as he was in football, then. That's a pretty good
threat. He's a good athlete, man. He should be that Garden Grove League athlete of the year when May and June roll around.
Easily. And now we get to 4AA and another Orange County team on the number one seed, Fairmont Prep. I saw them play in December, and I'm sure they're going to take out Capistrano Valley Christian out to dinner for that law. Or was it Pacifica Christian took care of Capistrano? So, sorry. Fairmont Prep's going to have to take Pacifica Christian out to dinner for taking out CVC.
The top three teams in that league were really good, and they're all like somewhere in the county top 20, 12, and they've been beating each other pretty good there too. Fairmont Prep, top seed in the division, got a really good guard named Aiton Wright and some big guys inside. Papa Cisse is a pretty good player, a shot blocking machine down there. And then on the totally on the opposite half of the bracket is Pacifica Christian, which is a really good team too. And I'll tell you something, I wouldn't be surprised if you got an All San Joaquin League final that with Fairmont Prep playing Pacific Christian in the final. But also in there, too, a couple interesting county teams. Garden Grove has got a big guy. He's not that big, 6'4", but, you know, in the Garden Grove area, he's a pretty big guy. Sebastian Castro,
who's
a really good player. It has been for a couple years there. I really like Castro a lot. Guy plays his tail off. He's a good all-around player, decent shooter, but inside, man, that guy's just an offensive rebound animal. So they may be pretty good too. And the team that won the Garden Grove League, Santiago of Garden Grove, pretty fierce little team. Play defense, run the heck out of you out of the gym. They're kind of a fun team to watch too.
Yeah, and then you talk about Garden Grove. It seemed like the last few years they haven't been battle-tested, so they come up with that nice record, and then they get knocked out quick. Now going to the Golden West, you know, they had a battle with Ocean View, and I feel like that might benefit them. Now they, you know, play St. Margaret's. That's on the D.C. first-round match. So that might help them. But I also, Silverado's in there, and they've had a fantastic season. Portola's playing Santiago. Year one, and they're in. Costa Mesa, obviously, we know about Nico Daska. So, it gets a little more competitive as we move up in 4AA. But obviously, Fairmont Prep, Pacific Christian might be the ideal one.
You're right, man. You're right. Portola's, in for the first year. No seniors on that team, but they're pretty damn good.
Yeah, and I'm sure the PCL that they're going to be looking up by next year.
Oh, yeah.
Going to 3A, you know, you got Santa Barbara. Sunny Hills is there. They take on Artesia. Looking down, Capistrano Valley Christian, we just talked about them. They play an Orange County team in Valencia Placentia, who snuck in there after defeating Tustin in the Empire League. And then
right.
El Dorado Pacifica, that's another nice matchup. And then Westminster plays Palo Verde. It's a tough matchup for them. But El Dorado Pacifica looks really nice. You got the North Hills League champ against Pacifica, who had a battle in the Empire.
That's right. El Dorado, Coach Ryan Mounts has done a great job over there. That team went undefeated in the North Hills League, and they're kind of interesting to me. They come in pretty gosh darn hot. I kind of like the way they're playing lately. Really on a bit of a roll. But Capistrano Valley Christian, really good, very athletic team. Festus Njumania is a very good player, and like we were talking earlier, they come out of that San Joaquin League, CVC, number third seed in that 3A division. They're going to be tough to beat. I expect them to go pretty deep. And then also in that division, the upper half of the bracket is Sunny Hills. Finished pretty tough there. Got a good scorer named Luke Hosozawa, and they beat Troy to finish third in a really good freeway league. They, other than, you know, the five teams, 1 through 5 in that league, were all really good. You know, Le Havre, of course, excellent. Sonora was good. But Sunny Hills, they were pretty decent, man.
Yeah, and then you know, if they get through that, they got Palm Springs. I mean, it seems like the desert league over there, Desert Empire, actually battled this year. Normally it's always Rancho Mirage, but I think four teams battled there. Rancho Mirage is in here. They got a coach who's made 21 straight runs in the playoffs, and so but really, yeah, Capistrano Valley Christian looks like the big favorites. Although Santa Barbara,
they're the Orange County team in that puppy right there. Yeah,
and then you got Lawndale, who I'm sure they want to get back in the finals after that infamous CIF final run a couple years ago.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, you got it.
And then I would know that, but we go to 3AA, and Rolling Hills Prep, coach who's been there so many times on the finals, and Harvey Kitani, you know Oshibu we just mentioned, Golden West champs. Michibehu has been on and off. They play Miller, and you can't sleep on Miller. They bounce back from a couple subpar years. Beckman, league champs, they take on 29 Palms. That's another good desert team. Marina, you mentioned earlier with Jonathan Camus, and they got St. Francis. That's a tough draw. And now obviously got La Habra.
Yeah, that is.
And believe that is – oh, and Yorba Linda San Gabriel Academy. I felt like Yorba Linda probably should have been better. But maybe it's just we always assume Yorba Linda should be at the top because of the program they've had the last few years. But
yeah, they were up and down this year. They looked good in December, and then they faltered. Boy, Yorba Linda, that was a tough one. And same with Mission Viejo, too. They hit that cold spell, and it was really related to the fact that Jay Connerty, an excellent player, transferred from Korean Lutheran, junior guard, really makes them go. He was out for several games. And when I saw him play against Capistrano Valley, he still wasn't 100%. It was his first game back after being back for several games, had a balking knee there, and without him, they struggled some. But, you know, if he's healthy, then Mission Viejo, it really improves their fortunes a lot. But La Habra, gosh, they're so good. They, you know, they got a big guy, Sam Howland, Cameron Dashiels, you know, a dynamite player, great defensive player, really, really fast guy. They're very athletic team. Aaron Reichenberg's in the argument for Orange County Coach of the Year. La Habra seeded third in that division, are really good. Fourth seeded Marina. You know, Jacob Alamadun is really good. It would be fun to see Marina and Beckman meet up in the second round. That'd be two of the better players in the county, the Alamadun, who we just mentioned from Marina. And Beckman's got Dylan Thorner, a very good scorer, going to Tufts University. That'd be a good matchup.
That would. And, I mean, they would have to get through St. Francis, who was battle-tested in the Mission League. But should be a matchup. And I'm sure, you know, St. Francis will be ready not to go one and out. But man, sure. Yeah, Hills Prep in that division, it's going to be tough. And I can see La Habra possibly making that run to play on Rolling Hills. But obviously, you got Hillcrest, who won the CIF championship last year, and San Gabriel Valley in the way. But we shall see.
Yeah.
Going to 2A as we get closer, here's where their buys start showing up. But, you know, you got the first, it seems like not a lot of Orange County teams in comparison to the other ones. But you got Laguna Beach, you got and Queen Lutheran against Sonora. Troy gets a neighbor in Whittier and Lucerna, and he got Tesoro with a bye.
You know, Manny, when we're talking about the buys, and you just mentioned starting up this talk about Division 2A, well, and Division 2AA has some buy teams as well. These are teams that finish the regular season December 30th or the 31st. They have a buy and don't play until the second round, which is February 12th. That's almost two whole weeks without a game. You know, are teams going to, you know, get rested up and that make them better? Or is this going to be one of those things where they're rusty, they haven't played in a while, they're going to play a team that's still got their basketball mojo going? That's going to be a tough one. I'm very curious to see how that rolls out.
Yeah, I know. And people keep saying, yeah, Colin and Tesoro got that road. But obviously, yeah, you got a week and a half off, and you might come in rusty. And Colony's got, you know, Mary and Mesa, who's battle-tested in Southwest, and then scrolling down my computer on the other side, Lucerna and Troy, and we obviously know about Troy. They've been battle-tested in the freeway, and Lucerna's been always great in their league. But it seems, you know, Sonora's got the young team. They got Crean Lutheran, and that should be a good one. And Laguna Beach, surprisingly, I thought it was rebuilding there for them, but here they are. They got Walnut. I thought after losing Brazil and the rest of that senior squad, it was going to be a tough road. But I think it seems like Colony and Tesoro are going to meet up. Or I'm sure that's everyone's prediction. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Korean Sonora is pretty interesting. You know, Sonora lost to La Habra, and then they didn't rebound well. They lost to Sunny Hills. Korean Lutheran, you know, they lost the coach, a bunch of players after they won the CF title last year. I'm really impressed by how well Korean Lutheran actually played. A little bit better than I thought they were going to be this year.
Yeah, very, very surprised. And I thought they were going to go through some tough times. But, yeah, they've seemed like they haven't skipped a beat in this year, especially moving into a public league. But now we go to 2AA, and a couple of teams that you thought would have made the open division. One of them, Camarillo, with Jacquez from who's going to UCLA. They get the bye. Look down the road, you know, Heritage Christian. I was in the open not too long ago. Rancho Cucamonga and Hesperia should be a good one. But going to Orange County, I was just talking to the Sailors. They play El Toro. They beat El Toro earlier in the Century Elks Classic. By three.
I was at that game.
Oh, perfect. And, you know, we'll look at the Orange County teams and bounce back at that. You know, Capel Valley, you know, young team. They play a tough Santa Monica squad. And then you got Cypress. They got the bye. Villa Park's got the bye. CDM's got Mayfair. That's a tough draw. And then Tribute sure got as Campbell Hill. And then later on, Inglewood, Orange Lutheran, which looks nice. But obviously, Olu's been battle-tested. Before we get to the other teams, you said you are at El Toro and you're Pearl Harbor, and I asked the players, you know, what they expect for part two against El Toro, and you know, for the most part, they said they'll be ready, and they're not going to change it. They're not going to change much. You know, what should we expect for part two in that one?
Well, you know, Newport Harbor's an excellent team. Sam Varela, you know, Spooner, Dane Chalmers, they're really good. El Toro is a really fast little team, plays hard. D'Amato is a really, really quick guard who gets to the basket really fast. But Newport Harbor, you know, are they like the seventh or eighth or ninth best team in the county? You know, kind of had an up and down time of it. Were great in December and January. Kind of hit a couple road bumps. But I think Harbor, especially being at home, should win that game. Might even be, you know, like by a dozen points or something like that.
Yeah, and then even if they get back by El Toro, they run into, you know, Notre Dame, Sherman Oaks, or Temecula Valley. So it seems like they got a tough draw.
Yeah, those are good teams.
And then you talk about tough draw in round two. You know, Villa Park gets the bye, and then they open up round two against, you know, if CDM can pull off Mayfair, I mean, you're going to play a very motivated CDM team. But, I mean, Mayfair, yeah, so young and so talented, you kind of have a feeling they're going to get past CDM. And then now Villa Park may have to face, you know, Josh Christopher, Michael Fuego, and the rest of the Monsoons. So, I mean, that's a tough draw for BP.
That is a pretty tough draw for Villa Park, but they have to be feeling very good about themselves after beating Canyon last week at Canyon. Julian Frank was terrific in that game. Schroeder's a good player, too, for them. Gets a lot of offensive glass. He's a tough guy. They got good players all over the place. And they, you know, coaches always talk about length, and they are a long basketball team. They've got, you know, long arm guys, and guys who can, you know, plug up your passing lanes and things like that. Cypress is, a terrific all-around team. What a magical year it's been for those guys so far. They got the first round bye. They might have to play Beverly Hills in that second round. And Beverly Hills, I think early on, was on the watch list for open division. They won 22 games. According to this, they're 22-2. That would be a tough draw for Cypress, you know, should they have to play Beverly Hills in that second round. Capistrano Valley played great against Mission Viejo and beat them at their place. And then they lost in a very important game for the South Coast League title. They lost to Trabuco Hills. So interesting to see how Capistrano Valley comes out of that. And they have a road game. They're playing at Santa Monica in the first round. Kind of a tough draw for the Capistrano Valley Cougars.
We want to get back to Villa Park. You know, it seems like they got the toughest road to the finals. You know, you got Mayfair, then, you know, if for some reason Trabuco takes care of Olu, you know, they get Olu. So they seem to have the toughest road in 2AA. I mean, this is one of the toughest divisions in Southern California, with the exception of the Open and Division One.
It is a loaded up division. You look at the top of it, Manny. Camarillo, top seed of Camarillo. They beat Modern Day. You've got some other teams in here that were on the watch list at one time or the other, especially early in the season. You know, Orange Lutheran was you know, they are so talented with McCurr Maker, the big 6'11" guy who plays like Kevin Durant. You know, they got to go to Inglewood, and that's a tough one. Trabuco Hills won the South Coast League, always a good league, no matter what sport we're talking about. You know, Corona del Mar, hungry group. You know, John Humphrey's in that group. They're pretty good. Mayfair's got some players. Villa Park, just coming off that big emotional great win over Canyon. They got to be feeling good about themselves. Cypress, Empire League, about as good complete of a team as we got in Orange County basketball. Notre Dame or Riverside's in here. They were on the got 18 wins in their pocket. Capistrano Valley had a big win over Mission Viejo. Kind of lost to Trabuco Hills there. They lost to Trabuco Hills. Probably not a good way to end the season. And then they got to go to Santa Monica. Oh my gosh, a great county versus county matchup. El Toro versus Newport Harbor. I saw Newport Harbor beat El Toro, as we said, in the Century Oaks Classic. That was a 3-point win. I think Newport Harbor beat El Toro this time at home at Newport Harbor by a few more points. That Heritage Christian's in this thing. They beat Servite by a bunch at the Nike Extravaganza. Rancho Cucamonga's got 20 wins. There's some good teams all up and down this gosh darn thing. Beverly Hills, 22-2. It's a loaded division.
Yeah, it seems like the last four divisions are going to be must-see games.
Now
we got to Division One. You know, many consider this division the 10 strongest divisions in the country, and that's taken away all the top teams in the country that are in the Open. And we talk about, you know, Villa Park getting a tough draw in round two. I mean, their rival Canyon gets the same exact treatment. You know, they get the bye round in the first round bye, and then they're going to most likely get a home game against Chino Hills. Now I'm sure they're thinking, great, we got to go. I don't think they've won a playoff game since 2015. So I'm sure
it's a home game for the Canyon Comanches against Chino Hills, which will help them a lot, because that is a wonderful situation for Canyon to be at home. And they like beating those teams that nobody thinks they're going to beat. You know, that's sort of a Canyon mantra there. You know, nobody believes in us. Nobody believes in us. And who knows if they pull off this upset against Chino Hills. They're going to play their tails off. We know that. Long Beach Poly in this division, too, really talented team. They got some guys that can play. Harvard Westlake, fourth seeded in this division. They're on the watch list for a while for the open division. Redondo Union, they've got to buy the third seeded team. Harvard Westlake's the fourth seeded team. And then Santa Margarita and Jay Serra out of the Trinity League are on this one. Santa Margarita at Edison. Ooh, you know, Edison plays good defense with Santa Margarita with Jay Kyman and Max Agbonpolo. They're going to be tough to – that's going to be a tough team for Edison to beat. Jay Serra beat Santa Margarita last week. They're on a roll. Ian Martinez, one of the better players in Orange County. Definitely a candidate for all Orange County first team.
Yeah, and then you know, can you imagine if the Eagles next traveled up to 5 against Edison? I mean, I saw the Edison Soon section much better this year, and that would be loud. But, you know, I'm sure Edison will try to take control of or get the advantage on the sidelines, because that's a tough one for Edison. But, you know, you look at Pasadena Esperanza. It seems like couple years ago, Esperanza beat Pasadena to get to the state finals, but this is a different Esperanza team. But yeah, you'll like Division Two AA. You got a bunch of teams that should have been in the open. Riverside.
Yeah, Windward.
Yeah, Windward. They might play Bonnie Beach Poly, which is going to be an incredible game you want to watch.
that's a very entertaining game.
Very much so. And then you got, you know, Jay Sarah possibly running into Brentwood School and Los Altos against Damon. I mean, now that the monkey's off Jared Lucas's back with that Southern Section record, he can probably now play with a little more ease. I mean, he'll still get his 50 points, but still. it'd be tough to.
He'll still put it up 30 times a game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it'd be tough for an Orange County team to make a run in here. It seems a lot of strong out-of-county teams in this one.
I really like Santa Margarita's chances in this division, though. I really do. You know, they played in the Trinity League. They played a really tough schedule. You know, Oak Hill Academy and the Nike Extravaganza. You look at Santa Margarita's schedule, you know, you see that they're 18-10. But, man, not just the rugged Trinity League, but they played in tough tournaments all over the place. Coach Reiner challenged the kids that he had in his team. If anybody had a tough road that got them playoff ready, it's Santa Margarita.
And it's weird because Damon is got the one of the top seeds, and Santa Margarita beat Damon earlier in the year. I could potentially see Santa Margarita running into Chino Hills in the finals. And maybe Canyon heard that and said, oh, wow. Manny said, we're not going to go, so he'll probably go against me for once. But but now we get to the division of death, otherwise known as the open division. And modern day in rebuilding mode for modern day's terms, they got a brutal schedule in front of them. Bosco is their easiest opponent, and Bosco beat them. but on the other side, you got, you know, Bishop Montgomery, who won the state title a couple years ago. Itawanda beat modern day a couple years ago in the open division. We know all about Rancho Christian, and Rancho Ready looks loaded. And then, along with Bosco, you got Centennial Corona, who's been one of the top teams in SoCal, and then we all know about Sierra Canyon, who I'm sure they're going to try to bounce back after letting the lead go against Rancho Christian. But talk about this division of death.
Is this the open division, or is this the state championships already, Manny, when you're looking at these teams? Because, you know, if you look at it's like is this the CF Open Division State Championship bracket or the CF Southern Section bracket? Man alive, look at these teams. I saw the team that I didn't really know about until I saw the Nike Extravaganza, Rancho Verde, when they beat Villa Park, dismantled Villa Park. The team defense at Rancho Verde, and I got tipped by this by the great Frank Burles in the Hall of Fame, where he told me Friar Rancho Verde will be the best defensive team here at this you'll see all day, maybe all season. And boy, was he right, as usual. Rancho Verde was just nails. They just took apart Villa Park and that thing. You know, modern day, three road games in a row. They're all three of their pool play games are away games. You know, got to go to Sierra Canyon, number one team in the state, I guess. Well, they lost to Rancho Christian last week. That probably got switched. Then they got to go to Centennial Corona. Holy mackerel. Then they got to go to Bosco, and they lost at Bosco already this year. Modern day, super young. Best players are sophomores, pretty much. You know, Braden Bach is going to be dynamite. The big guy, Devin Askew, the point guard's really good already. They're awful young. You know, if they go 0-3 in this thing, which is possible, dang it. You know, it's just going to make them better down the road. But modern day, you know, these kids play pretty well. They don't seem to get too flustered. They're very mature for being quite young. And that nobody believes we can win things, you know, that goes a long way for high school kids, and every coach in the world, you know, will use that. Like, nobody believes you can win, you know, Steve Fryer, you know, I mean, Nate Harrison, I've provided more pregame fodder for his pregame talks than anybody in the United States could ever do for a coach. Is, you know, Nate Harrison he loves me because I always say, yeah, Canyon, yeah, they don't really look that good. There they go. But modern day's got to be in that same bracket too. You know, Etowana, 24-3. Dave Kleckner, their coach, often considered one of the best coaches around. Same thing with Coach Mitchell over Bishop Montgomery, seated eighth. It's just a really tough division, man. Rancho Christian, beat Sierra Canyon over the weekend. Oh boy, you know, holy mackerel, what's going on with this division? It's tough.
Yeah, and it seems like they got it right with those eight teams. I mean, you look at it, I'm like, geez, like there's no weakness here. Like when Modern Day is the weakest link in the pool, I mean, it tells you how strong it is this year. And I mean, same with Rancho Verde, but you know, tough schedules help you out in regionals. And I would say Sierra Canyon should take this, but for some reason, the last few years, with the exception of last year going to the finals, they always kind of like fall at some point in the game. And this, I mean, then against the open division, I mean, there's no weak nights, so someone could take you down. But I could see Centennial making a final run there.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you for sure. I think Modern Day is a long shot. Bishop Montgomery is a long shot. St. John Bosco is a long shot, but the Yanawanda, a little bit of one. But the top four teams, you know, I think it's pretty wide open between those guys. I think Rancho Christian, Sierra Canyon, you know, it might just be a final. That might be your final there. You know, Rancho Christian's the top team in Pool A. Sierra Canyon, the top team in Pool B. So, yeah, it would be fun to see those two teams play each other in the final. Here's what's cool about all these teams, though. No matter what happens, they all go to the state championship tournament. All eight teams in the open division are invited to the state tournament, which begins with the Southern California Regional. So, you know, they'll have another chance that all these teams are going to be playing deep into the month.
Yeah, and we see teams, you know, get the goose egg in the open and then just power through their regionals. And last time was Esperanza, you know, got the goose egg and then just beat up their opponents left and right for a state title. So it's not like it's over. You know, I'd ask for your predictions, but you have a column where you make those predictions and then you have people that scream at you afterwards. So we'll wait on that.
Only when I'm wrong, which happens a lot, so I get screamed at a lot.
That column, you can scream at Steve at ocvarsity.com. I'll be on the Orange County Register. See who he picks. And Steve, you always tell people about, you know, rankings or possibly brackets. You call them out and tell them, hey, you know, you make your own top 20, and not in a threatening manner, just want to see, hey, you know, want to start the debate, let's see yours, you know. And
oh yeah, I love the topic when people, you know, rankings start more arguments than they solve, and they get people interested in the topic, which is a wonderful thing. We can get people talk about high school athletics and who's better and who's that. Well, that's fun. It helps promote the thing and gets people interested and gets people into the gyms and all that stuff. And yeah, I don't mind. You know, I've been married 35 years, man. I've been told I'm wrong a lot of times. So
century, right?
Oh yeah. I just, you know, every day I hear I'm wrong. So this is just another thing for me, but yeah, I'll be throwing down that predictions column sometime later on this week. And, you know, we'll see how it goes, but you know, I get some right and I get some wrong. And you know, I tried to predict how many open division teams there would be. I got all eight right in the girls' bracket. I picked all eight of those teams to get chosen. I got seven out of eight right in the boys' open division. The only one I thought Chino Hills would get in there, but I didn't miss by that much because they're seeded number one in Division I. So, no, they weren't that far off in getting in this division.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll see how it works out. It's an awful lot of fun.
Yeah. And, you know, trust me, I've been doing the student section stuff, thinking this is going to be fun and games, and sure enough, I got the Steve Fryer treatment now from student sections.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Why don't you like us, Manny? Why do you hate us? And you know what you always tell them? You know, I don't hate you more than I hate those school. I hate you all equally, okay? So don't get too flustered.
It's equal, yeah. You got to go equal rights. That's how it works. But, Steve.
I hate you all equally.
Steve, thanks for being on, and thanks for your input on the CIF finals, especially the Orange County teams. Guys, Steve Fryer, Orange County Register, OC Varsity. Guys, this podcast will be on SoCalStudentSections.com. Check out Twitter, SoCal Sections. You can check my Twitter, MAlvarez02. You can check Steve Fryer's Twitter, same as his name, Steve Fryer. And check us on Facebook as well. Guys, we'll have more playoff talk, and we'll talk to the student section as well next week, and we'll talk more basketball. Guys, we'll see you on the hardwood. Take care.